there's certainly an undeniable level of confidence within this Tennessee offense, starting with first-year starter Nico Imaliava to what may be a pair of his favorite receivers and Brew McCoy and Dante Thornton, who believe they can have one of the most explosive offenses in the country. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass. Despite the season being Nico Imaliava's first as a starter, the way he prepares, studies film with his teammates, and his understanding of the offense, you wouldn't know that he wasn't a starter a year ago. Both Brew McCoy and Dante Thornton highlighted how they spend so much time at Nico's house just studying film, and it's allowed Nico to have a better understanding of timing and space, and has also allowed them to develop a deeper connection when it comes to timing and breaks and routes and where the receivers want the ball or where Nico can deliver them the ball, which has also allowed Nico to feel more comfortable in the pocket and more comfortable commanding the offense.
I think I got a great grasp of it over fall and spring, and I think the tempo part, we use that as a weapon, and you know, every day we're working on pushing our tempo. So
he understands what's going on. Just innately, the kid gets football, and he studies really hard. Like, his offseason preparation is really, really good. It's older than he appears to be. Because of that, I feel like he's grasped it well. Like, he goes out there, take the field. You don't feel like you've got a freshman quarterback that's never done it full-time before. You feel like you're in there, you're not pulling him back, you're not holding back from anything, you're just letting the kid go play. Because that's when he's at his best, when you just cut that guy loose and kind of enjoy watching.
And being in his second year with the system, another round of preseason fall camp, Dante Thornton has a lot more confidence and understanding of the offense to him. And it's something Nico has also noticed a great deal as well during their time, you know, studying film at Nico's house. Because if you rewind to last year, Dante Thornton wasn't producing the way the expectations would have indicated that he would have. He says maybe around that UK game, things started to click. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, he did go down with an injury and wasn't able to build on that connection or production he felt he was starting to get during that UK game. And a lot of that was because he had all of these goals laid out for himself and he wasn't meeting them in the way that he wanted to. So having this additional year to learn the system has had a great payoff, really, for both of them, but especially Dante.
The number one area that I improved the most on in my game would be like my mental game and not letting the low plays or lights in the game affect me as much. And then I would just say my overall route running and like intermediate route running. I feel like I improved a lot on that this whole offseason.
Outside and inside, so I feel like he's just more comfortable being in the offense, getting that first year under his belt. Just like me, getting that first year under my belt, it takes some time to, you know, get this offense really down. So I feel like Dante's looked great in the fall and the spring. He had a great fall camp, and can't wait to watch him go out there and work.
Connection that seems very obvious that Nico is excited to, you know, show off the connection with is with Brew McCoy. And actually, their connection predates Tennessee. They're both from California. And growing up, Nico says he knew quite a bit about Brew McCoy, so much so he even went to a few of his high school games. And to say the least, he says he was blown away with what he saw on the field.
Yeah, man, when I was younger, man, I thought Brew was, you know, the greatest high school player of all time. First guy I've ever seen play receiver and DN at the same time. So, you know, seeing him come off the edge and, you know, have 5 sacks and then go score 3 touchdowns right after was crazy for me to watch. And, Brew's always been a top player of mine.
Certainly high praise from Nico, and understandably very eager to now be the quarterback to deliver the ball to Brew McCoy to have those big play moments. But those big play moments have looked a little different here in preseason fall camp, because as most of us or all of us remember during that South Carolina game a season ago, Brew McCoy went down with a season-ending injury. And since that game, he has been working his way back. You know, Joey Halsley, the offensive coordinator, actually said because of the competition in the room and, you know, multiple people having injuries, that's why they're ahead of their recovery process or their recovery date. Both, you know, Dante Thornton and Brew McCoy recovering together, pushing each other to continue to develop in their recovery and now be ahead of schedule at this point. So as he's working his way back, those big play moments look a little different. But each day in practice, each week in practice, those big play moments end up getting bigger and that connection gets stronger. Both of them very excited to capitalize on that this season.
It's been great, man. Brew's one of the hardest workers I know, so I see him every day go out there and work and, you know, put his head down, man. Makes me want to go out there and work even harder. So it's definitely exciting to see him get back into his own, man. I feel like, you know, that five on him, make him back to his high school days. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get to show you me and Brew's connection.
You start to build your confidence back. You start to, like you said, build a connection with them. They start to understand how you run routes, how you come out of the top of a route, your decision-making process. And so those first few, it's just like the beginning of starting to build a foundation of confidence, and then you have an entire camp to just keep building on that, and then now with a mock game week and then another game week to just keep going.
And what I've been able to see in practice, that connection between Nico Imaliava and Brew McCoy seems so effortless, and it seems so seamless up until this point. And at this point, Brew McCoy revealed a lot about his journey and his recovery process to get back to this point, saying that he's feeling a sense of pride to be this far ahead of the schedule and potentially be ready to go for that game one.
Yeah, I just think about like the opportunity to get back in kneeling, get in front of it, get back in the environment. Do what I love, and really just like being able to play free and not worry about being an injury guy anymore. I want to get in the best shape humanly possible. I want to give myself every bit of opportunity to get back healthy so I can come back a better player and continue to chase my dreams as I've been doing for so long.
And it might seem like a double-edged sword to have so much talent in each position on offense and essentially having so many mouths to feed, but really it's the exact opposite. As they plan for a long, potential 17-game season, the luxury of having that depth is they'll be fresher longer, and the competition really is only making them better.
I think in 22, it was a high demand of volume on every game. You know, you're playing 80, 85 plays. Week by week by week, and that's a lot as a receiver, especially when you're having to block in the run game as well. So, it affords this opportunity to get other guys' touches, to get them comfortable in the offense playing, and then also from a competition standpoint, it really pushes everybody. When you've got a guy behind you that's trying to take your spot, essentially, it pushes the needle. And I think when you add depth to a room, especially like you said, the tight end room. It's really driven everybody throughout this camp. Like there can't be any sort of complacency or anything in that regard.
So there's plenty of positives from today, even more so Nico talking about his connection with the tight ends, who his two touchdowns a year ago went to tight ends. And Nico mentioned a lot how he wants to continue to develop that connection with the tight ends, maybe in that red zone situation, red zone opportunities. But we hear from Tennessee's defense tomorrow. Before we get to tomorrow, I will be joining Tyler and Will on the Sports Animal for our weekly Thursday hit at 4:15. So I really encourage you all to join us on the radio as I get to talk to Tyler and Will and whatever crazy things they want to talk about or have to say during that day. Also, part two with Tim Irwin and Jimmy Himes has dropped, and it was a great conversation. They talked about, Reggie White and just the type of player he was and what's led Tim Irwin to now being a judge in Knox County. But thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe. I have so much enjoyed your all support up until this point, but we've got so much more coming up this season, and I will be back tomorrow to talk to you guys more.